present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in Cheltenham, the beautiful Regency town known as the Gateway to the Cotswolds, in much the same way that Gloucester is known as the Asda of the Malverns. A noted Cheltenham resident was Dr. Edward Wilson, who, along with Lawrence Oates, joined Captain Scott as scientific officer on their ill-fated expedition. He perished in March 1912, along with Scott and Oates, after their failed attempt to open a porridge factory. That'll be edited out, or I'm finished. Nearby is the great country estate of Badminton House, most famous for its horse trials. This four-day equestrian event has been won by notable riders such as Annelie Drummond-Hay, Jane Holderness Rodham, Celia Ross-Taylor, Lucinda Pryor-Palmer, William Fox Pitt, and on one rare occasion, someone with only one surname. Princess Anne. Let's meet the teams.
On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and Jeremy Hardy.
And hopeful for a good score this evening, please welcome the delightful Samantha. Okay, we kick off this week with a round about movies. Many films, of course, have sequels, but what about prequels? There must be dozens of potential prequels that we've never seen, so teams, your suggestions, please, of movie prequels that have disappeared from cinema history. Tim, you can start.
Alice Lives Here.
Barry.
Apocalypse Soon.
Graham.
That Baby Jane's Got a Future.
Jeremy.
Gone with the Lentil and Butter Bean Stew.
Sapling Gump.
The Land That Time Put in a Safe Place.
The Italian Job Seeker.
Cheese Eaten Too Close to Bedtime on Elm Street.
The Empire Gets Struck.
The Long Way Round, Avoiding the River Kwai.
One of our aircraft is here.
Good luck with your Ofsted, Mr. Chips.
Bring me someone who knows Alfredo Garcia.
Well, we move on to a musical game now where the teams are asked to sing one song to the tune of another. It's called One Song to the Tune of Another. Piano accompaniment will be provided by Colin Sell. Listeners will be interested to learn that Colin recently spent last week producing Eminem. And what a tedious game of Scrabble it was. Start with you, Barry, and I'd like you to sing the words of Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA to the tune of Who Do You Think You Are Kidding, Mr. Hitler?
No more carefree laughter, silence ever after, walking through an empty house. Tears in my eyes, here is where the story ends. This is goodbye, knowing me, knowing you, aha! There is nothing we can do. Knowing me, knowing you, aha! have to face it this time. We're through this time, we're through, we're really through. Breaking up, it's never easy, I know. But I have to go, I have to go this time. I, knowing me, knowing you, it's the best thing I can do.
Thank you. Barry Cryer, listening to you sing reminds me of Music Hall and why we don't have it anymore. You now, Tim, and I'd like you to sing the words of Rehab by Amy Winehouse to the tune of When I'm 64.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said, no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, you'll know. No, 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 I ain't got the time. And if my daddy thinks that I'm fine, he's tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go. I'd rather be at home with Ray or whoever.
Your turn, Graham. I'd like you to sing the words of Kung Fu Fighting to the tune of She.
Everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Those cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. They were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a feint into a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was Kung Fu fighting. Those cats were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Well, the old crooner still got it, despite the penicillin. And finally, Jeremy, I'd like you to... So you haven't heard him sing. I'd like you to sing the words of the Scooby-Doo theme to the tune of Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Got some work to do. Now Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. So come on, Scooby-Doo, be ready for your... Don't hold back. And Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.
Well done, Jeremy. Oh, don't take the piss.
Yeah. Two tuning forks have just walked out.
In this next round, it'll be my job to remain stony-faced no matter what the teams say. Not so much a job as the law of unintended consequences. The round is called Sausages, and it's played in tribute to that great old TV show, That's Life. Which was a neat blend of consumers complaining about terminally poor service combined with unusual vegetables and animals trying to talk. Anyone who's called the BT Broadband Helpline will get the idea. Okay, teams, you can ask me any question you like, but the answer will always be sausages. So, Barry, you can start.
If your house was burning down, what's the first thing you would rescue from it?
Sausages.
What is David Cameron's nickname?
Sausages.
What are you going to be wearing at the BAFTAs?
Sausages.
Which medicines do you take in suppository? Which medicines do you take in suppository form?
Sausages.
What was the original title for Lead Balloon?
Sausages.
What's better than sex?
Sausages.
True. What is your wife called?
Sausages.
That happens to be true.
How do you get your 5 a day?
Sausages.
Fill in the song title. All you need is
sausages.
My first is in orange, but not in tomato. What am I?
I get you for this. Sausages.
What do these remind you of?
Sausages.
What's Jamie Oliver's idea of salad?
Sausages. What was thrown overboard at the Boston Tea Party?
Sausages.
What do you think of when you're trying to keep a straight face?
This round. We move on to a round now, which is all about celebrities' shameless attempts to plug their latest books or series. Well, you wouldn't normally catch the teams trying to plug some exciting new project they were involved with, even if that ever happened. Well, actually, that's unfair. Barry Cryer did once plug a film that he was in, and it might have done pretty well if only talkies hadn't arrived. In this round, the teams take it in turns to plug a film, radio show, book or TV show, the title of which is known only to their interviewers. And the plugger's job is to try to guess exactly what it is they're promoting whilst remaining positive and enthusiastic throughout. Okay, so we'll start with you, Tim and Jeremy. The identity of the project you're about to plug is now being displayed to our theatre audience via the plasma display screen. And for listeners at home, here's a mystery voice.
You and yours. You and yours.
Barry and Graham, you're the interviewers welcoming Tim and Jeremy onto your chat show, so off you go.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, you must be very excited about this.
Very, very excited.
It's a big thrill. It's been a lot of work.
A lot of hard work, but now we've got here, we're very pleased.
Yeah, but you say you got here. Where do you see it going from here?
Right to the top.
Straight to the, yeah.
Well, spin-offs.
Ideally, spin-offs and merchandise.
Yeah.
T-shirts. Sequels, T-shirts. Yeah.
Would it work as a musical?
Well, you answer that. I mean, would it, do you think?
I don't see how it would, but you maybe can think of a way.
Well, we have actually been in discussion with Radiohead.
Oh, right. It's very appropriate. Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber's very interested.
Yeah.
Really?
Not in this, but in
cosmetic surgery.
Yes.
Yeah.
You seem to keep it... So fresh. I mean, how do you keep the quality up of it?
Well, I think Jeremy can answer that.
obviously, that falls to me.
I throw ideas out, and he is the quality control.
Yeah, I'd be looking at him saying, this works, this doesn't work, let's...
Usually this doesn't work.
Let's rehearse this.
But you put them on anyway, the ones that don't work.
You get the... maybe the actors to...
Well, a lot comes down to the cast, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. All the cast, yeah. Without yeah. them, there would just be...
How many are there in the cast, actually?
A number.
Would you specify...
Quite a lot you don't actually see.
What about the regulars? Who are the regulars?
Oh, they're the ones who are in it the most.
Every time.
Oh,
right.
What would you compare it to?
Well, ideally compare it to things that aren't as good, and then it would look...
Such as...
What's that radio show with the two Scotsmen on it? Yeah.
You and Yours.
That's you and McGregor.
Better than that.
But I mean, anything you would compare it to apart from itself?
You're better than you think.
You can now have a guess at what it was that you were promoting. Have you?
I don't know what it's called.
We need more help.
You've already mentioned it.
You've mentioned
you've
it already.
Mentioned it.
Have we? What, the film?
It's not a film.
It's not a film.
You try and
Jeremy,
help
I'm afraid, is in his own world.
Is it?
It's sad.
Is it a medical breakthrough?
Hamish and Dougal.
No.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with you.
You and Yours.
Tim went to Cambridge, ladies and gentlemen.
And what a day he had.
Okay, your turn to be the pluggers to Barry and Graham.
We'll never top that.
The identity of your new project will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. Well, here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home. And you're the interviewers this time, Tim and Jeremy. So here comes the...
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
So off you go.
Hello.
Hello.
You must be very proud of this.
We're very proud.
What made you come up with the title?
Well, it's been a dream for years.
Yes. What sort of a dream is that?
What were your different roles in the process?
Very close. Yeah.
Yeah, but how were they different?
Well, I had the cheese and tomato and Barry had the ham.
How did you come up with the title?
We took it from the front of the book.
Yeah.
Why are you picking on this particular minority? This is what I don't
understand. Because their voice should be heard.
I don't think we're picking on a minority at all.
Aren't you?
No.
You don't think you're stereotyping them in any way?
No.
Tell us about the male characters, because they've all got very distinctive personalities, haven't they?
Yes, they have, haven't they? Something we particularly liked about the project was the variety of male characters that it has within it.
And the subtlety of their
and
characteristics.
The differentiation between them.
Which a lot of people don't spot.
It really appealed to us. It's one of the main things that appealed to us.
We didn't want them to be just objects.
No, we didn't want them just to be objects at
no,
all.
No,
did
no,
the
no.
thought sort of arise originally from the miners' strike?
That's a very interesting theory.
Yes, but I think, you know, in dealing with the miners, I think we felt we would... We like to deal with the little people.
Do you whistle while you work?
Yes, indeed.
Well, Barry does, but he's at that age now.
Very embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
I think you might have got this now.
Yes. I think we have, yes.
We have indeed. The Magnificent Seven.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Teams are going to take the roles of continuity announcers now to introduce some newly commissioned programmes. Not that we're likely to get any new programmes anytime soon under the current budget restraints. The BBC have recently considered scrapping some TV stations such as BBC Three and BBC Four, which would save in the region of £25 million and £40 million respectively. And there's also a suggestion that they'll get rid of Radio 7, producing an annual saving of a further £45. Most new programmes these days seem to be commissioned solely on the basis of a clever title. So, teams, I'll ask you to introduce some shows that have been commissioned solely on the basis of a catchy or punning title. Barry, you can start.
Tonight on ITV1, Great Mysteries Explained. Fern Britton's Got Talent.
Tim.
Channel 4 documentary tonight follows father of eight, Dave, on the day of his vasectomy. That's A Stitch in Time Saves Nine.
Jeremy.
Tonight, Grumpy Old Men transfers to radio with a new title, Cross Incontinence.
Graham.
Tonight, Stephen Fry tests the general knowledge of his guests in the popular quiz from Newcastle. That's YI at 9 o'clock.
Channel 5 at 9 o'clock, Gordon Ramsay in conversation with Lionel Blair. Yes, it's Butch Casserole and the One Dance Kid.
Coming up now, teams of skin-tight lycra-clad celebrities try to fit through an amusing hole in a polystyrene wall to avoid being shoved into a pool. That's Hole in the Schedule, next.
After the Archers, Mark Lawson presents a new gynecological series, Front Bottom.
You know, I was quite proud when I got this job.
Tonight sees the return of Hugh Laurie as the brilliant but irascible doctor who has now had his troublesome legs taken off. That's Bungalow at 9.
New series tonight on BBC One at 9 o'clock about a hateful hat maker. Yes, it's Scumbag Milliner.
Tonight on BBC Four, a new series in which Alan Yentob swans about being a big punce. That's a pain in the arse at 9 o'clock.
OK, the teams are going to write some proper old-fashioned letters now. Oh. In this round, each team takes a turn to improvise the correspondence between two famous figures, taking one word each at a time. The fun here is what we call non-stop, just like a Toyota braking system. Now, Tim and Jeremy, I'd like you to start by composing a letter from Boudicca or Boadicea to Julius Caesar. And then Barry and Graham will come up with the reply and so on. So off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
Dear
Julie,
have
you
seen
my
wheels?
They
are
spiky.
But
somehow
they
are
very
alluring.
If
you
know
what
I
mean.
If
you
fancy
a
bit
of
the
other,
then
come
round
my
place
tonight
and
sample
some
tofu.
As
you
like
it
so
much.
I'm
particularly
interested
in
giving
you
one
of
the
vegetarian
samples
I
bought
from
Waitrose
earlier
in
time.
You
must
have
thought
I
am
easy
because
I
am
easy.
If
you
would
like
some
of
my
easiness,
email
me
at
Boadicea
at
btinternet.com. That's
really
all
I
have
to
say
at
the
moment.
Lots
of
love
from
Boody.
Kerr.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Dear
Boo,
why
are
you
writing
to
me
in
that
tone
when
you
know
very
well
that
I
am
hot
and
throbbing
with
desire
for
you
because
I
am
on
the
brink
of
exploding
because
I
have
a
desire
to
see
you
tonight
behind
the
shed
where
we
keep
the
chariot
oil.
So, Will you
also
tell
me
how
you
ever
took
such
measures
in
the
first
place?
Because
I
am
in
the
first
place.
So,
what's
the matter?
You.
Bye. From
me,
Julie
Caesar,
and
my
fondest
friend.
Who
is
next
to
me
now?
The
love
from
Julie.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is just time for a round of Hairdresser's Songbook. Listeners may be interested to hear that Barry Cryer has launched his own range of hair care products. Take two bottles into the shower? Yes, he does. Okay, teams, your suggestions, please, of song titles likely to appeal to an audience of hairdressers. Jeremy, can you please start?
With a little help from my fringe.
Barry?
Oh, yes, I'm the great split ender.
Tim?
Are you going on a summer holiday?
Graham?
At all? Sorry, I should have said at all.
Ah.
Yeah. Ah.
And the audience should have laughed. Let's cut the whole thing off.
Supercalifragilisticexpialopecia.
The gel from Ipanema.
Mullet of Kintyre.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes.
Walking in the hair. Sorry. Carry on, Barry.
God Shave the Queen.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the arrow of time smashes through the apple of hope and the William Tell impressionist is thrown out of PC World, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Cheltenham, it's goodbye. Goodbye!